Now in studio, I have Deborah Breslin from St. Edith's Hospital in Portrane. Hello, good morning to you, Deborah.
Good morning, Noel.
Tell us a little bit about the radio. How long is it going? And
well, the radio station in Portrane, in St. Edith's in Portrane, has been going 35 years. It's on 24 hours a day, and they have all genres of music, from punk to classical, mm-hmm. from hip-hop to rhythm and blues.
Okay, and all about local, is it?
It's all about the local area, okay. Yeah. Unless you're in the frequency, or you can listen online.
Okay. What's the frequency then?
89.5
FM. 89.5. Next door to us, really.
Next door. Neighbours.
Okay, okay. Well, that's enough for our rivals. So tell us, this is tell me what's called the Bleeding Pig Festival.
The Bleeding Pig is a rock formation that's between Donabate and Portrane on the Cliff Walk. Are you familiar at all with the Donabate area?
I know Donabate, yeah. I know the hotel at the end. I've been to many a wedding down there.
Right, yes, yeah. It is an excellent wedding. The backdrop and the scenery is amazing. Well, on that cliff walk round, you can do the complete walk, and it goes from St. Edith's Hospital itself, and you can walk all the way along that coastline and up through and back in to Donabate Village. And along that coastline is a rock formation that's in the shape of a pig. And when it rains, the rock forms a coloured pattern on it, and hence the Bleeding Pig name was born.
Okay. I keep thinking of moving statues now when you're talking about rain and formations and blood and all that sort of carry on. So how long did you say it was going on for, the festival itself?
This is going into its fifth year.
Okay. Obviously very successful.
It's very successful. It was started in 2013. When once Donabate Portrane Peninsula was described as a cultural desert. So a few people got together and decided to showcase the talent that was actually in the area. Mm-hmm. And so this is how it became about. So it started off as a weekend festival.
I was just going to ask you that, because normally I will try this and then it works for a day or two, and then it gets bigger and it gets bigger. So it's ended up, what is it, from the 9 days now it is.
Yes.
Okay, it's great.
And it is a non-profit festival, and any of the workshops or the talks or the concerts that you wish to attend are free.
Okay.
There is no charge.
And I suppose if anyone's talking to you, maybe in a year or two's time, it'll be running for 2 weeks, and that's what you have to look forward to.
Well, this is it. We are beginning to run out of days of things that are coming to the fore, of things that would like to put on.
Yeah, you feel like it's squashed, so you'll have to spread it out.
We'll have to spread it out a little bit more.
Okay, and the organisation, is it one of these type of things when it's finished now on the 16th of September that you're immediately planning for next year?
Oh, we're planning already.
Oh, really?
Yeah, we're planning already.
Okay.
Funding for it is very difficult to get. Caroline Cowley now in the Fingal Community Arts Department is very good and helpful. However, we do depend on sponsors, and we do fundraise through the year in order to facilitate the no charge policy.
Okay. And is it all over Donabate, or is there a particular area where
it goes on from Donabate down to Portrane.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, well, we're going to hear to talk about the amateur artists and all about the things that's happening there. So give us an overview of what's going to be happening. Because the reason we hope to have you on again when it gets near the festival, do you have a reason for being on? It seems early, but it's not really.
Time, no, it's absolutely not.
Time goes very quickly.
Yeah. As we've just said, we start planning the second it's over for next year, and we have plans in place already.
Okay.
Now, to start with, the amateur photography competition. All entrants must be over 18. They must agree to have their own work published and it be its own work. Entrance must be in before the end of August. I'll give you the information on that before I leave.
That's one of the reasons why you're on now, yeah.
That's one of the reasons why I'm on now.
So it can all be exhibited during the Bleeding Pig
during
Cultural
Bleeding
Festival.
Pig.
I love saying that, the Bleeding Pig Cultural
yes,
Festival.
Yes, okay. Actually, yes. People have that kind of reaction to it. Yes, they do.
Okay.
Now, the landscape art competition, as is with the photograph and the art, it must be of the peninsula view, okay. Lambay Island, any formation at all, any area at all, once it's along that peninsula view.
Okay.
That mountain thing. Again, as with the photography, entrance must be over 18. they must be agreeable to show their copyright and it must be their own. All information forwarded can go, you can look on the Bleeding Pig website for that. When I come back, I will also give out the extra information for that. There is a prize, we have an independent judge. There is a prize for the runner-up and the winner.
Okay, it says the competition is sponsored by Ray O'Rourke from Easy Steps. It's a local-based financial broker. So, as you said yourself, a lot of people donating and keeping the festival going. But if anyone is out there listening now and they would like to donate, I'm sure for next year, as you say, you're collecting
for it. We would be so grateful.
Okay, yes. So how would they do that?
They can go on to the Bleeding Pig website, www.bleedingpig.ie, or they can go through the Facebook page.
Okay.
You can contact Ailish McDermott, 64@gmail.com, and I will come back with that and I will put it on the website and on the Facebook page of all of the contacts there for anyone who is willing to sponsor us. We would be so grateful.
Okay, Deborah, now you talked about the arts and crafts and photography. As you said, it's been building over the years.
Yeah.
And you just barely mentioned the concert, which we'll talk about, but I want to talk about the Short Film Festival before we talk about the concert.
The Short Film Festival is done on the Monday.
Mm-hmm.
It's done over three evenings. The lady who comes down to do it, the director of it and the producer of it, is Emma Fagan. She brings the actors and the directors of those movies with her.
Wow.
And after each evening, the actors and the directors stay behind for a few questions and a few answers and to explain their reasons and the why fors of their movies. It's an excellent...
It's great. It's Q&A. It sounds like something to do in the OFI and Temple Bar.
It is.
Bar,
and yeah. and remembering always, that is also free. That's held in Keeling's Bar. Mm-hmm. In the pub and Kings. Perhaps maybe I'll go down through the actual timetable of it.
Yes, it'd be great. Yeah.
On the Thursday, the 6th of September, we have a launch of the Bleeding Pig, and that is for our sponsors so that we can show them exactly what their sponsoring does for us.
Mm-hmm.
We have the Bugle Babes entertaining us that night, and they are the Irish version of the Andrews Sisters. They are also on the National Concert Hall, a great trio. So that starts on the Thursday. Friday then starts the festival in total. That's Friday, September the 3rd. Workshop for adults are felting with Helena Dooley, quilting with Jackie Preston, and silk scarf printing with Yelena Kokish. Booking is essential for this and will be available on the website. Also free.
Mm-hmm.
We also have, in conjunction with that, the launching of the Community College Garden. That's our secondary school garden. That's on the Friday at 2 o'clock. Then on the Saturday, the September the 8th, will be exhibition of the entries to the amateur landscape and the amateur photography competition. Announcement of the winners will be there.
Mm-hmm.
And again, for the information, you can go onto the website. The Donabate Portrane Community College are holding a garden workshop of Tai Chi. You can go on from 11 o'clock till 4. If you are intending to attend it, please wear loose clothing and flat shoes. It will be for beginners and improvers, and it's being held by Declan Jones. In the Café Natural, which is the coffee shop in the community centre, the Donabate Portrane Dramatic Society are putting on two short plays, one called Finger Food and the other one called A Sure Thing. Sunday the 9th of September is Bricky Sparry. Now that is an imaginative playground of all shapes and sizes of foam blocks. You can make anything from a train to a house to a car,
mm-hmm,
to a crane. And that is in the community centre. That is on... Make sure I have the right timing now for that. It's very important. That's on from 10:30 till 4:30.
Okay.
Now there is an age...
restriction.
Yeah, sort of on that. From 10:30 to 11:30, it's for the 3 to 5 year olds. Yeah. That will give them free run on that. And then from 11:30 till 4:30, it's up from 3 to 12 years old. All children must be accompanied by an adult for that. That is the Saturday. On the Sunday, the 9th of September, we went onto the Bricky Spear. The local writers group, the Chinkwell Writers, that's also another little society belonging to the Donabate and Portrane Peninsula area. They meet in the community centre on every second Saturday,
mm-hmm,
in the morning at 11 o'clock. They will be launching their second book of short stories and poems. Then on Sunday night in the Waterside Hotel, there is a sing-a-song or sing-along with the Smiths Crew Band. They meet every Monday of the month, the first Monday of the month, in Smith's pub in the back, and they are traditional, they are rhythm and blues, they play everything. They will be joining us. The Tower Singing Circle, which mm-hmm. meet every second Monday and fourth Monday of the month in Keeling's Bar, and we'll be joined with the No Name Band. So that's the Sunday. Heading now on to the Monday, the 10th of September, starts our 3-day short film festival. As I have already described, that's with Emma Fagan. Thursday, the 13th of September, performance by the Ukulele United, which is approximately 30 ukulele players from around the Fingal area, and that's in Smith's Pub. And on Friday, the 4th of September, is the gala concert. Now, I'm just going to go down through that concert for you mm-hmm. to give you an idea of the calibre of artists performing for us there. We have, bear with me now till I get it all up and running. We have our very own David Scott, who is a baritone. We have Catalan Lazurka, who is a tenor. We have Sarah Oliver, who is a young local girl making her debut in the music world. We have the O'Donnell Sisters, the Men's C-Sharps, the Scary C-Sharps, and members of the Brass Town, the Blanchardstown Brass Band. Now, just to give you a little information on those, the O'Donnell Sisters are made up of Teresa and Mary Louise O'Donnell. Teresa is a classically trained harpist and a musicologist. Mary Louise is a postdoctoral fellow of the Limerick University, and her first book was published in 2014 on Ireland's harp. And although they are both classically trained, they play all genres of music from jazz, pop, traditional Celtic to Broadway. They've performed from America to Africa. They've been on the BBC, RTE, Tina G4, CNN and Japan. The Dublin String Quartet, the sisters there are Aoife and Jenny Dowdall, and friends Siobhan Negriffa and Sylvia Roberts. They've performed with the National Symphony Orchestra. They perform at the Wexford Opera Festival. They've also performed with artists the late Pavarotti, Placido Domingo, Hayley Westerna, Michael Bublé, U2, Richard Clayderman and wow. K.N. West. They've played at Glastonbury and Electric Picnic. And least but not last, the Blanchardstown Brass Band. 192 years
wow.
they are playing. They began playing in 1826. They have currently 30 members. There is a junior group of 9, and along with a training band of 16. They are open to new members, and you can contact them on their website, www.theblanchardstownbrassband.com. So that's the calibre.
It looks like you have all entertainments covered right across the board over the 9 days.
All
there's no doubt about that.
Yeah. Covered over the 9 days.
And Fingal County Council, obviously, delighted to present help out with all the everything that's happening.
Well, Fingal County Council do a lot for us, and we are very grateful for that.
Years ago, like you had around there, Donabate Port Ran, it was a great holiday destination. Is it still?
It's still, and people of all ages.
And when you say that to some of the young people, they don't believe you.
No, because it's just down the road.
Yeah, well, it used to be. It used to be. It is now.
No,
it used to be.
No, it used to be. And indeed, even today, in order to come to Donabate, you really need to know you're going.
Mm-hmm.
Because it is in off the Peninsula Road.
Yeah, but it changed with the motorway. Same as Rush.
And all of the new houses, of course, going up. So we're hopefully, our Bleeding Pig will get bigger.
Mm-hmm. Yep. I'd say so, yeah, over the years.
Over the years. So now on to Saturday, the 15th of September, is the busiest day of the festival. And that kicks off at 10 o'clock on Saturday morning with the first of 2 free workshops for children in silk screen printing and Junior Einsteins. An excellent thing. I saw them recently at a school open day down in Navan for school archery. An excellent thing, Young Einsteins. Again, all free. Come along. Donabate Library has organised a Hey Diddle Diddle story time telling with puppetry and crafting. And that's for 3 to 6-year-olds. Booking is essential, but you can do that through the Donabate Library.
Okay.
Alan Dunn is your contact there. Then in the community centre also we have Mullinogue. It's a showcases the young talent in the Donabate Portrane Peninsula, and they go from dancing, crafting,
mm-hmm.
Singing, taekwondo, all of those talents there on. Local artist Robert Shaw is holding his popular painting workshop. Local historian Arthur Padder Bates will lead a tour of Newbridge House, home of the Cobb family. And Saturday ends with the Cultural Connections concert. Now I'll give you a rundown on that concert. It is also free. It's being held in Balcarrick Golf Club. Oh, I'm sorry, I will digress. The classical concert is being held in the Roman Catholic Church in Donabate Village. Okay. Now, the Saturday concert. It's called Cultural Connections. It'll explain itself. It starts at 8 p.m. We're starting off with the Hot Machine Drummers, the Dublin Welsh Male Voice Choir, flamenco dancer Zambra LeBrons, Spanish guitarist, Bollywood Beats, Jack and Angela Plunkett, Saoirse, Sean Oak Cayley Band, Eamon Gelduff, and Dennis Collins, who is a flautist. And again, I'll go down and give you a short description of all the artists there.
Covering all genres of music there. Yeah,
absolutely.
Go ahead.
The Hot Machine Drummers are the Celtic drummers. They belong to Ireland, and they also do Irish dancing. So while they're drumming, they'll be Irish dancing as well.
Wow.
Yeah. For Hot, young man there. The Spanish dancer Zambra LeBrons started dancing at the age of 7 with the Royal Conservatory of Dance in Malaga. She danced with the Flamenco Ballet Company and toured USA, Mexico, Ecuador, Guatemala, Venezuela for 9 years. 6 years ago, she settled in Ireland and she moved to the Cervantes Institute, where she teaches flamenco dancing and its culture. Saoirse, our very own homegrown, were formed by 3 friends, Cleona Ardiff, Jill Kiernan and Donna Wearan, with their love of folk music, and it's done in a cappella format. They also sing within conjunction of the Norwegian folklore. They've sang with Tom Jones.
Wow.
They lead the St. Patrick's Day Parade, and we're very proud of them. They are homegrown, as is indeed Eamon Gelduff. He plays the Illan pipes. He's toured across America, played with Mary Black, Enya, and many more artists. And that fills in those. That's on the Saturday night, and we're still not finished. You see, it's a very busy week.
It is indeed, yeah.
Sunday starts off the miscellany in the Church of Ireland, which is a mixture of song, music and poems and short story by the Chinquel writers. In the parish hall, there is the craft exhibition and fair, the exhibition of photographs and of paintings. There's cupcake decoration and lots of other little crafts for children. On the green in Portrane, there is a walk and talk with Hans Visser, the biodiversity officer for Fingal County Council. In Tower Bay Car Park, there is a walk and talk of the Martella Tower. Booking is essential for that one. It's on from 2 to 3 and from 3 to 4. That's also on the website. And to end the evening, which is probably one of the better evenings, is in the Brook in Portrane, is also a singing sing-along and the short play by the Dramatic Society, Mr. Foot. And at 6 o'clock, to end with the way we started, is open mic night in Smith's in Donabate, which has to be one
highlight.
Yes, and it highlights all of the young talent around. There is a prize this year for the overall winner. And rather than tighten it up into a one-person prize, they're more or less going to go with the performance, the culture of it, and how it all came about.
Okay, well, there's a fine resume there of a list of great things over the 9 days, Deborah, and I'm sure that you'll be announcing this on the radio programme that you have in the hospital over the course of the next couple of weeks, and come back and remind us again in September.
I will. Just before
so just
I go...
So, the wavelength of the radio.
89.5 FM. And just before I go, Noel, if I just might add in there, the Fingal County Council Arts Office runs an arts programme every year from Linda's Mobile Home Park. They run it there. They call it the Artist Resorts Relations there. Returning this year for that will be the artists Bernie Riley, Murray Farrington and Kieran Murphy, and also a collective artists, Collective Difference Engine. There's sculptures, there's paintings, there's crafting, there's writing, there's drawing. And you can get more information on that with Caroline Crowley at fingal.ie or indeed the Fingal Arts Centre.ie.
Okay. That's everything in there. As I said, you'll be reminding people over the course of the next couple of weeks on St. Edith's Hospital Radio. Deborah, it's been a pleasure talking to you.
Thank you for having me.
And thank you very much.
Thank you.